Dr. Von Kamm's vision for 3MAG, as outlined in Nature, a scientific journal, is for 300,000 African genomes to be sequenced per year over a decade. That is the minimum needed to capture the continent's diversity. He notes that the UK biobank is sequencing 500,000 genomes, though Britain's population is a 20th the size of Africa's. The plummeting cost of technology makes 3MAG possible. Sequencing the first genome cost $300 million. Today, the cost of sequencing is around $1,000. If data from people of African descent in similar projects, like the UK Biobank, were shared with 3MAG, that would help. So too would collaboration with genetics firms, such as 54Gene, a Nigerian startup. The 3MAG project is building on firm foundations. Over the past decade, the Human Heredity and Health in Africa Consortium, sponsored by America's National Institutes of Health and the Wellcome Trust, a British charity, has supported research institutes in 30 African countries. It has funded local laboratories for world-class scientists, such as Dr. Von Kamm and Christian Happi, a Nigerian geneticist. There are practical issues to iron out. One is figuring out how to store the vast amounts of data. Another is rules around consent and data use, especially if 3MAG will involve firms understandably keen to commercialise the findings. Dr. Von Kamm wants to see an ethics committee set up to review this and other matters. At times, he has wondered whether his plan is too big, too crazy, and too expensive. But similar things were said about the Human Genome Project. Its researchers used the Rosetta Stone as a metaphor for the initiative and its ambition. In a subtle nod, Dr. Von Kamm has a miniature of the obelisk on a shelf in his office. It is also a reminder of how understanding African languages, whether spoken or genetic, can enlighten all of humanity.